exercise is one of the goals of Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative. This is another one, nutrition. He's eating a carrot. The U.S. Surgeon General says one in three American children is overweight, making U.S. kids the largest of all developed countries. And in the past three decades, childhood obesity rates in America have tripled. The First Lady wants to eliminate that distinction within a generation.
And none of us wants this future for our kids, and none of us wants this future for our country.
Mrs. Obama is promoting more physical fitness and healthier food in school cafeterias. She says 30 million American children get the majority of their calories from foods they eat at school. The administration is proposing an additional $10 billion over the next decade to set nutrition standards for schools.
What we don't want is the situation where parents are taking all the right steps at home, and then their kids undo all that work when they go to school with salty, fatty foods in the school cafeteria.
The First Lady says treatments for obesity-related illnesses cost nearly $150 billion every year. Pediatricians say if healthy habits are learned at younger ages, obese children will slim down and won't grow into obese adults.
Every day we see overweight toddlers who struggle to learn to walk or run. Overweight can cause our children to have respiratory problems. A youngster who develops diabetes in his teens may need a kidney transplant by the time he's 30.
Health experts recommend that children get an hour of active exercise daily, but that's difficult, with American kids spending 7.5 hours watching TV or playing with electronics.
So let's move. And I mean literally, let's move.
President Obama named the first ever task force to combat childhood obesity, and he wants a plan on his desk within 3 months.
There you go.
Nice job.
It's done, honey.
Mrs. Obama says her idea isn't to eliminate fun foods from a child's life, but to balance the burgers and fries with vegetables, fruit, and a workout. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.